Hey there, I hope you are having an amazing day or night, depending on when you're here. Today, we are going to be talking about learning to trust again after we've had past work trauma or working in like really toxic environments. So stay with me. You are listening to the Career Talk Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about all the things career related. I tell you how it is, and we get right to the point. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis. My background is in HR, which is what I have my master's degree in and over 10 years of experience in. And this is a good time to mention, this podcast does contain adult language. Oh, let's get into it here. Okay, so kind of like a personal life, we can indeed experience trauma at work. Not very fun, but it has happened. Most people I know have also experienced toxic work environments. Unfortunately, bad leaders, bad coworkers, bad companies all exist. And often after we've gone through that kind of experience, it's really hard to trust at the next job. Understandably so, right? And also, of course, not everyone can be trusted, but it's hard to have forward-moving progress if we're focused on staying in our shell, so to speak, because of what's happened in the past. So let's dive into some tips to help you move forward. Number one, connect with your emotions. I know, Steph, is this like a therapy podcast or a career podcast? Well, today it's both. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a therapist. So no, that was a joke. I don't want anybody to get in trouble or yell at me. But connecting with your emotions, and I say that because sometimes our emotions are directly related to what we think they're related to. And sometimes when we kind of, what I say, work it backwards or reverse engineer our emotions and feelings and say, okay, I'm feeling this way. And I'm feeling this way because a thing happened at work. And I'm feeling that way about the thing that happened at work. Oh, because of what happened when I was a kid and that other thing, right? So if we work it backwards or reverse engineer our feelings and figure out and our emotions and figure out where is the emotion coming from? What is the feeling attached to it. Sometimes, yes, it's going to be whatever you think it is. And then sometimes I'll be like, oh, curveball. Didn't see that one coming. And I say that from experience because I found myself in this situation probably more times than I should probably admit, but it has definitely happened and it will probably happen again. Because as much as we want to get over the past or move on or we think we've processed something, there is always new things happening that can kind of bring us back to some of those emotions. Number two, try to identify patterns, right? So if you've had two really bad leaders and they both kind of followed the same pattern or same toxic workflow, if you will, right? You're like, I see how the dominoes are about to fall on this one. That could help you identify, not always, but it definitely could help identify and the next role or the next opportunity if there is possibly another reoccurring toxic pattern, or if maybe it is just a fear that we're having, but none of those quote-unquote red flags or even yellow flags are present. Number three, ask questions and get clarity when needed. A lot of times, giving people the benefit of the doubt, right? There are definitely bad leaders out there, but and bad team members. And if we're asking questions and getting the clarity we need, more often than not, a lot of our issues are just misunderstanding and miscommunication. Number four, proceed with caution. If you're really uncertain about something, your gut is telling you something is off, something is wrong, just proceed with caution, right? We're not always going to be able to predict the future. We're not always going to be able to avoid a bad situation. However, if we see the red flags, we see the signs, we see the patterns, we've asked the questions, we've gotten our clarity, and we're still like, something's not right here. We can't just say, well, fuck it, because that usually gets people fired, but proceed with caution. Number five, ask for feedback frequently. I like this because not all managers are going to give you feedback in your one-on-ones. Hell, some shitty managers don't even have one-on-ones with their team, which big red flag, but ask for feedback. If someone isn't giving you feedback on a regular basis, once a week is a good rule of thumb for me. Ask for it. Hey, how's it going? Is there anything I can be doing differently? Anything I can do better? Anything I should start, stop? However it is you want to ask it, make sure you're getting that feedback because that way, if something does go off the rails, you can say, where is this coming from? You've never brought this up, right? It's kind of your version of like covering your own ass, like reverse Uno, I'm gonna HR you. Not in that kind of like tone, but you know what I mean. Number six, create very detailed project plans and collaborate before diving in. So there's been times in my career where I will have an idea, I'll run it past the manager and they'll be like, great, drop a plan, let's get it going. And I'll get really excited and I'll do the plan and I'll send them the plan and then I'll just start doing the thing because I'm excited and I got the green light and go, go, go. And then 2 weeks later, they look at the plan and they're like, no, we got to change like all of these things. And you're like, whoa, okay, but I just did like half of it because you told me to do the plan and then I just did the thing, right? So So that's obviously on me because I didn't get the buy-in to do better than me. Basically, you want to create a detailed plan, detailed enough where they can say, yes, you're on the right track, or no, we need to change this. And also, because toxic people are toxic, right? We're getting their buy-in before we're moving forward. So then they can't come back to us and say, well, this isn't what we talked about. Like, yeah, it is. Yeah, See, here's an email, or here's a Slack, or in this meeting on this day, we talked about this and I shared this particular document and you said, go get it done. I hope you don't ever have to use that, but sometimes we do. Number 7, talk with someone you trust. It could be a coworker, probably going to be a friend or a family member though. Number 8, listen often. When people get talking, they tend to share a lot of things that they may not be consciously thinking about while they're sharing it. And oftentimes in those things are yellow flags and red flags and certainly green flags. But listen often. Number 9, don't entertain or participate in the gossip, period. You're a professional. You're at your work to do a job. You don't want to get tied up in fuckery and bullshit. Honestly, you're opening the door for trouble and you're asking it to come in, sit down, and have a drink with you. Like, hard pass. Let's not do that. We're better than that. Number 10, lift others up. In a toxic environment, very few times have I seen a culture where people are being lifted up, where they're being complimented, where they are being praised and elevated for the good work that they do. So if that's not part of the culture, take it upon yourself to start complimenting others and lifting others up. Number 11, focus on the positive. I know this is hard. I get it. Also, in my past experience, has been the thing that has saved my sanity. So as much as you can, focus on the positive. If you need to make a list of positive shit for you to focus on every day, every hour, every week, do it. I promise you it will help. Number 12, be solution oriented. I know when we are working in a toxic environment, it's really easy to focus on all of the issues, but as much as you can, bring solutions to the table to help solve some of the problems. Number 13, remind yourself of your goals and your why, right? Keep your eye on the ball kind of idea, right? So we're doing this job for a particular why. Why are we doing it? Pay the bills, gain experience. You thought it was going to be a dream job and now it's not, but you're kind of stuck because you just started. I don't know, whatever it is. Maybe you don't like the job, but this is the job that's going to get you the next job. And that next job is your dream job. I get it. Remind yourself of your goals and your why. Number 14, be kind with yourself. We always hear be kind to others. You also need to be kind to you. We often are our own worst critics. We often are our own worst enemy. People are often the ones who put themselves down the most. We need to be kind to ourselves. Talk to yourself how you would talk to your best friend. Number 15, be vulnerable if it makes sense to do so. So maybe not all the time and maybe not all the details, but there might be a situation where it makes sense to say, hey, I know we're going through this process or we're doing this project or whatever, we're in this situation. And, you know, if I can be honest and vulnerable for a minute, I've gone through this in the past and I've been burned in the past and it has really kind of made me cautious. And I'm not telling you this as an excuse. I'm just trying to be transparent and open. Now, I'm not saying this is going to solve anything, but if there is an opportunity for whoever it is you're working with and having this conversation with to help and do better and support you, this is their chance, right? So basically giving someone the opportunity to take something that could have been toxic and turn it into something where, hey, we're just going to decide to do better. Number 16, create a plan and take action. That part's the big one. You can write plans all day long, but if you're not actually going to do the thing, and again, it could be baby steps. You don't have to conquer the whole damn world in a day, but we got to create a plan and then take action and do the things. Number 17, collaborate. It's a big one, especially if, you know, there are certain leaders that are the toxic problem. Collaborate with your team members. If your team is the toxic problem, ask if you can set up a conversation with your manager. Get their input, get their ideas, get their feedback. Maybe someone on a cross-functional team, wherever you got to go to. It's very rare everybody within a company sucks. So I don't have a nicer way to say that. But if that happens to be your situation, maybe a good friend can help you collaborate as well. Number 17, work through and talk through conflicts early. So when we start to feel tension and conflict, try and talk through it. Work through it with whoever it is so it doesn't volcano, right? I was the perfect example of this as a child. I would just put all of my feels and my emotions and just pack them down. And shocker to nobody, you can only put so much down before it all just explodes in like the worst kind of way possible. So don't do that. Even if it's a little mini baby volcano, like it's not fun. So try and work through and talk through conflicts early so it doesn't become a bigger thing down the road. And number 18, give people the benefit of the doubt until you have a reason not to. I know when we've been burned in the past, it's very easy to get defensive quickly. You know, someone says something that the toxic manager you had before said and just kind of triggers a train of reaction and emotion in you. I get it. I really do. And everybody deserves the benefit of the doubt. Now, once they kind of show their ass, so to speak, you know, Maya Angelou has the quote, right? Something along the lines of, you know, once people show you who they are, believe them. That sort of idea. But before that, try and give people the benefit of the doubt where you can. All right, I hope that was helpful and valuable. If you have a topic or question you want me to cover, reach out, let me know. As always, thank you for listening and being here. You can head over to stephdennis.com for more information, podcast directory, helpful links, all that good stuff. You can support the show many ways, listening, sharing with a friend, monetarily, PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. Also, Spotify has a monthly donation subscription. All of the links, of course, are below, and leaving a rating and or review. I'm on the socials, StephDennis13, Instagram and TikTok, and then Instagram at Career Talk Podcast. We are written, produced, hosted, and edited by yours truly. You are so amazing, so awesome. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day.